President Joe Biden's farewell speech to America on Wednesday included several warnings and a ceasefire deal to end more than a year of fighting in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas hit a snag. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Thursday, January 16, 2025. Biden warns of oligarchy, tech industrial complex. In farewell speech, speaking from the Oval Office one last time, President Joe Biden delivered his farewell address Wednesday night, January 15th. Touching on what he believes are his accomplishments over the past 4 years, Biden spoke on reforms he would like to see in Washington and issued a stark warning detailing his concerns about what he sees as a concentration of power among the ultra-wealthy and the risks of technology. In what is likely his final address to the nation after a political career spanning 5 decades, Biden opened his speech with the ceasefire deal in Gaza announced earlier in the day. He said he kept the incoming administration fully informed during the process. He discussed job growth following the pandemic, infrastructure modernization, and Medicare reform, telling Americans it will take time to feel the full impact of what has been achieved. With the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump just days away, Biden said he would ensure a peaceful transfer of power. But he did have a warning. Today, an oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that literally threatens our entire democracy, our basic rights and freedoms, and a fair shot for everyone to get ahead, Biden said. We see the consequences all across America, and we've seen it before. More than a century ago, the American people stood up to the robber barons back then and busted the trusts. They didn't punish the wealthy. They just made the wealthy play by the rules everybody else had. Workers want rights to earn their fair share, referencing former President Dwight Eisenhower's concerns about a military-industrial complex 6 decades ago. Biden said he's equally concerned about the dangers of a potential rise of a tech-industrial complex. Americans are being buried under an avalanche of misinformation and disinformation, enabling the abuse of power, he said. The free press is crumbling. Editors are disappearing. Social media is giving up on fact-checking. The truth is smothered by lies told for power and for profit. We must hold the social platforms accountable to protect our children, our families, and our very democracy from the abuse of power. Biden remarked on the rise of artificial intelligence, calling it the most consequential technology of our time. He emphasized that the U.S., not China, must lead the race. The president also spoke of his hopes for change in the nation's capital, calling for an end of hidden funding called dark money from campaign contributions, a ban on stock trading from members of Congress, and for the U.S. to enact an 18-year term limit on Supreme Court justices. He also called for the U.S. Constitution to be amended. We need to amend the Constitution to make clear that no president is immune from crimes that he or she commits while in office, Biden asserted. The president's power is not limitless. It is not absolute. And it shouldn't be. In closing, Biden called on Americans to stay engaged in democracy, telling the story of a veteran who worked at the Statue of Liberty, known as the Keeper of the Flame. He said America will always be defined by one word, possibilities. My eternal thanks to you, the American people, Biden said. After 50 years of public service, I give you my word. I still believe in the idea for which this nation stands, for a nation where the strength of our institutions and the character of our people matter and must endure. Now it's your turn to stand guard. May you all be the keeper of the flame. May you keep the faith. I love America. You love it too. Republicans, Democrats react to Biden's farewell address. President Joe Biden's final speech garnered responses from both ends of the political spectrum. Representative Nancy Mace wrote on X, Joe Biden discussing democracy, a free press, institutions, and the abuse of power in his final farewell speech is rich. Representative Daryl Issa also weighed in, writing, Joe Biden's going out of office the same way he went in, petty, partisan, and frankly not telling the truth. President Biden's farewell address should have been a formal apology for the endless lawfare, inflation-fueling policies, and reckless decisions made during his administration, Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida added. Democrats responded differently. Tonight, President Biden delivered his farewell address to a nation that is stronger because of his leadership, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said. In doing so, he honored the vision of founders, the sacrifice of our men and women in uniform, and the aspirations of our children. Former President Barack Obama also responded to his former vice president. 4 years ago, in the middle of a pandemic, we needed a leader with the character to put politics aside and do what was right. That's what Joe Biden did. I'm grateful to Joe for his leadership, his friendship, and his lifetime of service to this country we love, Obama said. Netanyahu says cabinet won't meet over ceasefire deal with Hamas, yet Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said his cabinet will not meet to approve the deal for a ceasefire in Gaza until Hamas ends a last-minute crisis. The decision comes after Netanyahu's office said Hamas retracted on some of the terms of the agreement, but did not specify which. Even as a deal seems close or even imminent, Israeli strikes continued in the Gaza Strip, with the territory's health ministry reporting at least 48 people killed over the past day. Under the three-phase ceasefire agreement, fighting will stop in Gaza for 42 days. 33 Israeli hostages, including two Americans and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, will be freed during the first phase. It is set to go into effect Sunday, January 19th. The remainder of the hostages, including Israeli male soldiers, are to be released during the second phase. Hamas said it will not release the remaining captives without a lasting ceasefire and a full Israeli withdrawal. Israeli troops will pull back to the edges of Gaza, and many Palestinians will be able to return to what remains of their homes, something many people took to the streets to celebrate. Israel is also set to allow a flood of humanitarian aid into the region. The Associated Press reported Thursday morning that mediators from Egypt, Qatar, and the U.S. will meet in Cairo on Thursday for talks on implementing the deal. On Truth Social, Trump said his administration will continue to work closely with Israel to make sure Gaza never again becomes what he called a terrorist safe haven. Crews work to control Los Angeles area wildfires as winds die down. The National Weather Service lifted the red flag warning for the Los Angeles area Wednesday night as winds died down. Strong winds have made it harder for fire crews to battle the flames. However, dangerous fire and weather conditions are expected to return next week. This comes as firefighters still work to contain the two biggest, deadliest, and most destructive fires in Southern California. The Palisades and Eaton fires continue to rage in the Los Angeles area. Plus, a new vegetation fire broke out in the San Bernardino area Wednesday afternoon. The Eaton and Palisades fires have not grown much over the past few days, but they are both still largely uncontained. Fire officials reported some progress in the desperate fight to extinguish the flames. Meanwhile, the Little Mountain Fire in San Bernardino spans over 30 acres at 0% containment. Police arrested a man in connection with that fire on two felony charges, including one of reckless burning. Senate confirmation hearings continue as Inauguration Day nears. Senate confirmation hearings continue Thursday, January 16th, as President-elect Donald Trump's picks for Interior Secretary, EPA Administrator, Housing and Urban Development Secretary, and Treasury Secretary answer questions from lawmakers. On Wednesday, January 15th, Trump's nominee for Attorney General, Pam Bondi, was in the hot seat from Democratic senators. To my knowledge, Donald Trump has never acknowledged the legal results of the 2020 election. Democratic Illinois Senator Dick Durbin said to Bondi, "Are you prepared to say today, under oath without reservation, that Donald Trump lost the presidential contest to Joe Biden in 2020? Bondi replied, "Ranking Member Durbin, President Biden is the President of the United States. He was duly sworn in, and he is the President of the United States. There was a peaceful transition of power. President Trump left office and was overwhelmingly elected in 2024. Republican Senator Marco Rubio, Trump's pick for Secretary of State, also had his hearing Wednesday. Straight Arrow News political correspondent Ray Bogan has a complete breakdown of what happened here. Blue Origin's New Glenn rocket lifts off on first space flight. Thursday morning saw a big win for billionaire Jeff Bezos' space company, Blue Origin, as its New Glenn rocket blasted off into orbit. The company's first rocket, powerful enough to launch satellites into space, took off just after 2 a.m. from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. All seven of its engines fired successfully. Blue Origin marked the mission a success after demonstration technology on board the Blue Ring Pathfinder was safely carried to orbit. However, the company did not reach its bonus goal of guiding part of the New Glenn rocket back to a safe landing on a platform in the middle of the ocean after takeoff. It took rival SpaceX four tries to get a similar maneuver right. Still, Blue Origin stressed its most important goal was for the test satellite to reach orbit. NASA intends to use the New Glenn rocket to launch two orbiters to Mars in the future.